The president's had enough of tax cheats.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Bill Radke. President Barack Obama is going after government contractors who are cheating on their taxes. Today, he ordered federal government agencies to bar companies that are delinquent on their taxes from getting any new government contracts. Marketplace's John Dimsdale joins us live from Washington. Morning, John.
Good morning, Bill.
So how bad is this commercial tax evasion problem?
Well, the Government Accountability Office estimates that there are tens of thousands of companies that do business with the government and yet owe the IRS $5 billion. The president at a news conference this morning cited the example of a company that recently got a defense contract despite owing more than $1 million in back taxes. Instead of paying what the company owed the IRS, President Obama said the owner bought a boat, cars, and a home overseas.
It is simply wrong for companies to take taxpayer dollars and not be taxpayers themselves. So we need to insist on the same sense of responsibility in Washington that so many of you strive to uphold in your own lives, in your own families, and in your own businesses.
Obama said that $5 billion those contractors owe would pay for college tuition for more than 500,000 needy students.
And why is the president going after these tax delinquent contractors now?
Well, he's pushing for Congress to approve a bill to give the IRS more power to go after corporate tax cheats. It would allow the IRS to share information with government contracting offices to make sure that the contractors aren't hiding the fact that they owe back taxes when they apply for a new contract. It's part of a larger White House program to restructure the way contracts are awarded to promote more competition and avoid waste and fraud.
That's Marketplace's John Dimsdale live in the nation's capital. Thanks, John.
You're welcome.
The Federal Housing Administration this morning said it is making it more expensive to buy a home. The FHA lost a lot of money in the housing bust, and it aims to make some of that up by charging more upfront cash for mortgage insurance and requiring higher down payments for people with poor credit. The problem with that, says economist Richard DeKayser of Woodley Park Research, is the FHA is a major loan provider. If it makes mortgages more expensive, houses get harder to sell.
We've had a decent recovery in housing so far this year, but it is by no means out of the woods, and this does threaten that recovery.
And speaking of troublesome loans, stocks are on their knees this morning. Bank of America, Morgan Stanley, and Wells Fargo all reported earnings this morning. All of them said they are still having to set aside a lot of money, billions of dollars in some cases, because their customers are defaulting on their loans. And China continues to show signs it's putting the brakes on the explosive growth that has been boosting stock prices all over the world. And so the S&P 500 is off more than 1.5% this morning. The NASDAQ closer to 2%. The Dow is down 192 points. It now stands at 10,532. European stocks lost nearly 2% today as well. As I mentioned, China is reportedly ordering some banks to, cool it on the lending. So Hong Kong and Shanghai stocks fell 2 to 3% today. If you read the New York Times online, get ready to pay for that. The Times says it will charge readers for full access to its website starting in 2011. It will be a metered system, so you can read a certain number of articles for free, and then you got to pay for the rest.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by LendingTree.com. Tools and personalized advice to help control your financial destiny are at the all-new LendingTree.com. And by Constant Contact, dedicated to helping small businesses and nonprofits build strong customer relationships with email marketing, online surveys, and event marketing. ConstantContact.com.
And now another side effect of double-digit unemployment. With people struggling to pay their bills, it's believed there are more uninsured drivers on the road now than in decades. And what's that mean for you? Here's Los Angeles Times business columnist David Lazarus. Morning, David.
Good morning.
And you have a story to tell us?
A couple of months ago, I wrote a column about a woman in Southern California who was driving along the freeway, got rear-ended by someone else, and then started heading towards the side of the road so that they could exchange information. What happened? The car behind her took off at a run. She tried to give chase, bad idea, and she ended up being on the hook for hundreds of dollars in damage to her vehicle because most insurers will not cover collision damages, even when you get rear-ended, if you can't identify the other driver. I did a whole column about that, got a lot of email from people who had similar experiences, really felt their pain, and then this.
Uh-oh, what happened?
Well, I guess this is from the Life Imitates Art file, because just last week I was driving along the exact same freeway that this other woman was driving along. We were in stop-and-go traffic, and what happened? Bang! I got rear-ended in the middle of the road. All right, now, you can't get out in the middle of the freeway, especially in L.A., so I roll down my window, point to the shoulder, and say, we're going to go over there, and then I start picking my way across three lanes of very busy L.A. freeway, not something for the faint of heart. The car behind me, a white sedan, looked like it had a couple of teenagers inside of it, started following me. I'm paying attention to the road. I get over to the shoulder, look around, and I'm all alone.
Yes. You and your cell phone camera snapping photos of its license plate as it speeds away?
If only I had thought to do that, because I'm left holding the bag, like the woman in my column, for the damage to my vehicle.
Cars go fast. What's a driver supposed to do?
First of all, you never give chase. The cops say that's just nuts. What you need to do, if you want to make your insurer happy, is get the information if you can. The problem is, like in a situation like mine, I couldn't. Perhaps one thought is you climb into the back seat and see if you can use your cell phone camera to get a picture of the other person's license plate. I don't know. It seems a little, you know, extreme to have to do something like that. I guess the takeaway I'd want others to have is it can happen.
LA Times business columnist David Lazarus, thank you.
Thank you.
And finally, the Kaiser Family Foundation reports the average American youth aged 8 to 18 now consumes 53 hours of electronic media a week. 53 hours. The good news is, at this rate, your child will soon have watched every show and heard every song ever recorded, at which point they'll once again turn to you and say, I'm bored. This is Marketplace Morning Report. Hope to see you online at marketplace.org. In Los Angeles, I'm Bill Radke.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.